You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. On Global Accessibility Awareness Day, we talk a lot about how organisations can be more accessible and more inclusive. And someone who is working really hard in this field is Caroline Casey from the Valuable 500. Welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, Caroline. Can you just help our listeners understand who you are and what the objectives of the Valuable 500 are?
Well, I'm a troublemaker for starters. I'm Irish and I'm a troublemaker. I'm 51 years old. I have been working as a disability activist and campaigner and social entrepreneur. I think they're all the titles they throw at me. Year 2000, when I came out of the disability closet, I was working as a management consultant with Accenture. And I had not disclosed that I had a vision impairment. I have ocular albinism and I'm registered legally blind here in Ireland. But I had not disclosed to my employer at the time when I was 28 years old. So when I kind of tumbled out of the disability closet, it kind of was a very life-changing moment for me. Because not only did I, you know, have to take responsibility for my own vision and how I was going to live with that and accept it and not fight it, but also I became aware of the level of discrimination and exclusion and marginalization of the global disability community to which I am part of, and also to the extraordinary idea that we have so many people in the world with avoidable sight loss because they don't have access to eye health and eye care. And so when I kind of started to learn about that, I was like, what? And I'm the daughter of an entrepreneur. And I think entrepreneurs by our nature have a tendency when they see a problem, they want to fix it. It's kind of that inflection point in my life where I decided I want to be part of a solution. And my belief from the very, very beginning has always been if we want to end exclusion in the world, we have to have business meaningfully, intentionally at the table, fully accountable for the power that they hold in the world. They're the most powerful force on this planet, and what business includes and makes accessible and values, society will follow. And that has been my absolute belief for the last 23 years. But the Valuable 500 was born because of my sheer frustration that change wasn't accelerating fast enough. And if we want to create inclusive business, we need inclusive leaders. And I had never really heard a CEO of a business stand up and speak about their accountability and commitment to integrating disability into their business. And I was fed up. So as far as I was concerned, I wanted to break the CEO silence. And to me, it's not enough to have one CEO be brilliant. I mean, it's fantastic to have Satya Nadella of Microsoft, but you can't, this problem is so large. And if you want to change the business system, you need a mass. And so I thought 500, well, why not? That's what I did. So I went off to try and find 500 companies with 500 CEOs who were willing to work with us in a partnership to drive system change and be accountable and not just tick box and have days or, you know, PR campaigns or whatever. No, I mean, really seriously do the hard work of system change.
So what do you believe then, Caroline, has been the Valuable 500's greatest achievement to date?
The greatest achievement is that we did it. You know, I will say this, we are the second biggest business partnership in the world after UN Global Compact. And like to give you some sense of that, you know, we built it in 2 years and 3 months. We represent some of the biggest names in business, CEOs and brands. We are 64 sectors. We represent 22 million employees. 41 headquartered countries and 23 trillion in market cap. Now, you think about that might and that combined power. That's an extraordinary thing to achieve, to build a partnership like that when nothing like that exists for any other issue in the world. And I think our greatest achievement was I launched it on the main stage of the World Economic Forum when people were rolling their eyes behind me going, who does that Irish woman think she is? Like, the World Economic Forum does not open up its main stage for disability. And I was like, yes, it will. And it was the right stage because it was really centering disability in on the leadership agenda. And then to build this 500 was its first biggest achievement. But the next biggest achievement, with something as stark as building a valuable 500 with no money, with just grit and resilience, with that opportunity comes huge responsibility. And, you know, what we're talking about on Global Accessibility Awareness Day on the 18th is the next challenge that we're putting to that 500 strong community. It's not enough we just built you. It's not enough that I have 500 signatures of CEOs and 500 leadership commitments. That's not enough. That was your entry point. Now I want you to work with us together. And I want you to tackle some of the biggest system barriers, and I don't want any more excuses. Because if we work in it together, we could do something. But looking at the problem and talking about how it's too hard and too difficult and too complex and legislation, no, I'm not interested. I want us to work together to make the change happen.
Many of us in this community agree that accessibility is absolutely not about a day or a half an hour conversation or a training or whatever. Like, accessibility and inclusion, that they're mindsets, right? That apply equally every day to everyone in every situation. How far have we got to go before the reality of inclusion catches up with the rhetoric?
You know, we could have all the answers, all the technology answers, all the architectural answers for accessibility, but what is stopping us is will and intention and accountability. And the only way that we are going to truly create an accessible and inclusive world for everyone is that we understand there are 8 billion people living on this planet, and this world needs to be designed for every single one of us. And the leaders in positions of government and business and the not-for-profit and the UN need to be held to account. Because in the shadow and light of leaders, what leaders do and the choices they make affect the cultures of the organizations, the companies, the governments that we all are operational in. But when people truly understand that by 2030, up to 80% of the wealth of this world is going to be in the hands of 60 to 80-year-olds. And as we know, as we get older, our bodies might not work so well. So I wonder, do we follow the money? And when people get older and they have a personal experience of being excluded, they change it. But I don't want to wait until that happens. As far as I'm concerned, accessibility and inclusion is not a passion project. It is not a choice. It is a right. And we need to be measuring our leaders against it.
Thank you so much, Caroline, for joining me. I've just one more question before I let you go. I know you've got a busy schedule. Many of your messages are directed at business leaders, at policy makers, at people of influence. But what would you say to our listeners, to the blind and partially sighted people, maybe sitting at home, maybe struggling to get into employment? What message would you leave those folks with?
So I came out of the disability closet in the year 2000 when I wrote to companies to sponsor a piece of work I was doing. At the time, they said, we don't do disability. When I started the Valuable 500, which was in 2017 with a big campaign called Hashtag Valuable, they said, okay, disability is on our agenda, but we don't prioritize it. What I will say today, and even if you're sitting at home and you are so frustrated and it feels incredibly difficult, the world is changing. And if that is it too slow? Yes. But what you can do is use your voice, because it is more open, the world, in a way that it ever has been before. Never did we think that we'd see disability on the front cover of Vogue magazine, and where that's an issue of a magazine, and we've got 365 days to live in a year. What it is doing is raising the visibility of this global community. And what I encourage everyone to do is personally use your voice in asking the questions. Help people understand our experience. Because when we add our voices together, and you think about that 1.3 billion people of which we are part of, and the mother and the father, which is 54% of our global economy, it cannot be ignored. There is an inflection point today. It is very different to what it was like 20 years ago. But we each have a responsibility for our own journey of self-acceptance, to hold the pen for our own lives, and also to join the collective of what we are part of, to ensure that this issue is constantly visible, constantly on the leadership agenda, and never forgotten or overlooked again. The world's blind spot cannot be disability. It cannot and shall not stay this way if you use your voice and your experience. Because then, as far as I can see it, we could make change happen together.
Caroline Casey from the Valuable 500, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.